radio for HKX and Flex. Ellie, you're on, Patrick. Let's get back to the dog. But while I was walking around, I was thinking about you and takeoff angles. I also did the presentation I told you about before was about verticals, but also I did one on specifically about takeoff angles in a program called HFTA, which analyzes the terrain around in your station and how it affects HF signals. It's also up on YouTube, instead of just looking for vertical antenna systems, if you just Google N4XL, the takeoff angle one came up too.
I'll have to check them out sometime this weekend, hopefully. Maybe I'll have a little time since it's supposed to be raining.
We've been working in the yard trying to take advantage of the nice weather these couple days. And I figure this weekend I'll be able to finish up a couple of projects down here in the shack. So what got you into ham radio?
To be honest with you, my dad is a truck driver, and I grew up around CB all the time. And just, I enjoy talking to other people and learning different things. And I was a mechanic for 20 years, or almost. And now I'm doing mobile tool sales, and I just wanted something to keep my mind challenged on learning something new. And I've always enjoyed ham radio, or radio in general, so I'm just trying to learn some more about it and just keep growing.
Kind of why I'm not having quite a hard time with retirement as others do. So I just heard the wife yelling at the animals up there. But radio keeps me interested. I always like to learn something new. I guess that's kind of partially why I got into it, too. My grandpa and uncles used to be big into CB up in northern Michigan. They used to use them for hunting a lot and stuff, and talking to each other when they were out and about. And then in high school, I got interested in electronics and went to a new high school. The old one had a program on electronics, and the new one didn't, but it was the first year they were starting up a ham radio class, and that was pretty close to electronics, so I took it and got started at 16 and really enjoyed it. But when I started figuring out all those people were whipping me in the contest real bad, and I didn't think I was doing, you know, I had a bad station. I thought I knew what I was doing. I started picking a topic and that all the contesters were talking about, trying to learn why they thought it was so darned important. Since they were whipping me, it must have some value. And I've been doing that for a few years. And the very first one I picked on was that takeoff angle thing, and made a world of difference in how my station worked and the people I roped in. So that's how I got into understanding about them. But I've been a ham for almost 30 years before I started learning about that stuff, learning how important it was. But mobile tool sales, what kind are you selling? I suppose you can put that out here.
My tool franchise, I've been doing it about 6 years now. My tool truck got hit the week of Thanksgiving and got totaled, so I've been struggling along running with a 16-foot enclosed trailer. But we're making the best of it, and hopefully the insurance company will pay mine off and I can move on here soon.
A little difference from a truck to the trailer, I'm sure. And I hate to say it, but I used to work up at GE and would drive from Greenwood up to GE every day, back 67 miles one way. And about a year before I left there, I really don't remember the accident, which they say is fairly common. I just remember a very little bit just before the impact, but I guess they say I ran a red light. It was real early in the morning. I might have fell asleep, but whatever the reason, I don't remember it. They say it was my fault and hit a contractor truck transport some people to do some work on houses, I guess, and put a dent in his business, too. So, I like to think I'm a good guy. I did something wrong, evidently, although, like I say, I don't remember. So try not to blame the other guy too much.
The only people I'm blaming right now is the insurance company. The lady that hit me, she ran a stop sign. It was early in the morning. Not really too upset with her, but I'm upset with my insurance company, the fact that she didn't have enough insurance and I had to file my own mine. But I pay these people to protect me from things like this, and then now I have to hire a lawyer and sue them to get them to do their job. That's what I'm aggravated with.
Sorry to hear you have all that trouble. My insurance company had an issue at all. But I do know it happens quite a bit. And hopefully things will work out for you. I imagine your lawyer thinks you got a pretty good case. I know you don't want to go into details.
I really want to go into details, but they're just making it tough is the best way to put it. They're just dragging their feet with everything, just being hard to get along with. And like I said, you know, I'm paying these people to protect me, and I've never even so much as wasted their time with a phone call in 6 years. And the first, they're making it rough like this. That's not the way businesses should be run.
Not at all. It's like change the subject a little bit, although similar. Back in 1983, the guy was running from the police. They'd been chasing him for 20, 30 minutes down in Florida. And he ran a stop sign running from them, or stop light. And I happened to be going through the intersection right at that time, and he broadsided me. Cops didn't even bother to come look in the truck. They said whoever's in there is dead. And it was pretty banged up. He didn't have any insurance at all, and the lawyers wanted me to sue the cops. I said, no, I ain't going to do that. They were just doing their job. But even there, I didn't have a problem with the insurance company. I paid right away. I think I'd look around and find me another insurance company when this is all done.
Already in the works, but everybody's using this COVID as an excuse not to do their job. Okay, COVID's real. No problem with that. But you can still do your job.
Yeah, whether they like it or not, that's what masks are for. Help out and PPE protect you. Never stopped me from going out, although I'm a believer in the mask thing. Just put on a mask, go out and do your job.
It is, and, you know, the truck sat there for 2 months before anybody even come and looked at it to write an estimate on it. COVID's dead. It's been quarantined for 2 months by itself.
This sounds like they're just reaching. You got any timeline you think when you might get something settled?
I'm doing an agreement on the price of the truck 4 months or 4 weeks ago, but now I'm waiting on them to cut a check to pay it off so that I can get another one, and because I don't want two big truck payments at the same time. I'm having to pay for the other one and can't use it for the last 5 months.
And it stinks too, doesn't it?
The insurance company is the one that I'm aggravated with. The lady that hit me, you know, mistakes happen, things like that. Nobody was hurt, seriously. I mean, so, you know, but no big deal there.
Let me get going. Last moving around up there, we got some things to do, so look at helping her out. She had to rope me into moving a big rocking chair from bedroom into her art studio. Get too much work done early in the morning. But she's got another pile full of stuff for me to do, so we'll catch you another day. KO4HKX, N4XL.
Good day, and I have the radio all the time. I'm just in and out, so I may not hear you. And again, thank you. KO4 HKX, clear.